my God, you guys are unbelievable. And this is a dream come true.
Miami crushed the Oklahoma City Thunder. Final score, 121-106. The jury in the Jerry Sandusky trial will continue deliberating today. They called it quits last night after going at it for 8 hours. Sandusky's adopted son revealed that he, too, had been abused and that he was prepared to testify for the prosecution. This is NBC News Radio. A Taliban attack on a Kabul hotel has left at least 17 dead. NBC's Cheryl Simpson has more from Kabul.
A 12-hour siege by Taliban militants at a popular lakeside hotel on the outskirts of Kabul is now over. Seven heavily armed gunmen carrying rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns took up to 50 civilians, including women and children, hostage. Kabul's chief of police confirmed to NBC News that at least three hotel guards, 10 civilians, and one policeman had been killed. The insurgents were also killed during the battle. The Afghan Taliban claim responsibility for the attack, saying wealthy Afghans and foreigners used the hotel to have wild parties in the lead-up to Friday's Religious Day holiday. Cheryl Simpson, NBC News, Kabul.
A federal court jury in Amarillo, Texas, will hear opening statements today in the case against a Saudi man accused of gathering bomb components in his apartment. Prosecutors say his goal was to target sites across the United States. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business branding is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
It costs more money to pick up a dark roast at the corner coffee shop than to power an Apple iPad for an entire year. That's according to the Electric Power Research Institute, which says the annual cost to charge an iPad comes to a grand total of $1.36 for a year. A desktop computer soaks up 20 times the juice over 1 year. If you own an e-reader, there's a good chance you don't know how easy it is to get books for free. The Pew Research Center finds 62% of us don't know if our local library has e-books for lending. Most do, and even more are signing on. Only 12% of e-reader owners actually have availed themselves of free library e-books. Stock markets are mostly down around the world after the U.S. market locked in its second worst day of the year thus far. European index is down about 1%, this after Moody's Investor Service cut the ratings on 15 giant banks. Right now, S&P futures are positive by 5 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service, Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-370-9953 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-370-9953. 1-800-370-9953.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 30 days or less. And we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%. APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. And find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Good morning, everybody. Good Friday morning, everybody. It's the 22nd day of June, 2012. I guess I need to turn the volume off on the television here in the studio. I gotta tell you, I wouldn't normally start the show this way, and I'm actually about to post a link to the story, so let me do that now, and then I'm going to go ahead and tell you about it. I just posted to the Facebook page a picture of a raccoon whose head is stuck in a sewer grate, and I was just posting the link to the article that I'll send you to. This happened in Dearborn Heights, not far from where I live, actually quite close to where I live, and you got to go look at this picture. You've got to go look at it. Jeff Anthony, go check this out. Refresh your browser. Because it's just freaky. This raccoon, this baby raccoon, cute as heck. I mean, you got to, when you see this picture, you're going to do the, oh, look how cute that is. And you really are going to do that. Got his head stuck in a sewer grate. And one of the Department of Public Works workers helped free that little fella. And I just couldn't resist posting it. It's just adorable. It really is adorable. Just kidding. Did you guys go look? Isn't it adorable? I mean, it's kind of a funky picture. I guess I could have done one of those, you know, caption this one, but I don't know. I didn't want to pick on a little raccoon. Not that the little raccoon would really care.
Raccoons are menaces.
They are, but come on. You got to admit that's a cute picture. No?
That's how they get you. They act all cute, and then they tear up your trash, hiss at you, and do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, they can be very mean. They can do more than hiss at you. But I'm just saying, it's a cute picture. Have you had issues with raccoons?
Not personally.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've heard stories. I have friends.
Well, I know you have friends. I know you have stories.
You know, if you ever have a baby raccoon as a pet, here's what you should do: is give them saltine crackers
because
they have to wash all their food before they eat it.
Ah!
So they. This is what I heard. I don't know. I've never seen a raccoon do this or anything, but they'll sit there and try and wash it, and obviously the thing crumbles to pieces.
So you should be cruel to the animal.
And yeah, I would have given this raccoon that's stuck in a grate, that would have been even funnier. I'd give him some saltine crackers.
Wow, Jeff, why are you so full of hate this morning?
That's what raccoons deserve.
You know, you're going to have to live with the repercussions of the way you're acting right now.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
I'm already trying to make myself look more raccoonish anyway.
I'm really not following your line of talking here.
Well, because I sat in the sun with glasses yesterday, and I look very raccoon-y.
Well, with all due respect, I really don't stare at you.
And thank goodness for that.
Yeah, you know.
Unless my head was stuck in a grate, then you would be staring and posting pictures.
I would be posting pictures. That's exactly what I would be doing. Anyway, in spite of Jeff's denial of the cuteness of this raccoon. I know he's not denying it's cute. He's just being mean about it. Check it out. Good morning, everybody. Let's do what we got to do here. Want to do. No, we don't have to do anything. I have a feeling that after the first hour, there's going to be Alessia Liss hate fest going on. Well, that's not entirely. Well, here, how do I do this? We've got at 7 o'clock, my friend Dawn Kettinger, formerly with Progress Michigan, now the communications director of the Michigan Nurses Association, who are now proudly sponsors of First Shift, and Katie Oppenheim, who is a nurse at the University of Michigan, are going to join us to talk about Alessia Liss, State Representative Alessia Liss, who is acting off a lot like a Republican. And then, at the bottom of the hour, State Representative John Switalski will join us, who's been with us a couple times. And John is going to talk about his primary race and why we should vote for him. Oddly, and I'm sure this isn't an accident, his primary opponent is one Alessia Liss. Well, that is curiously interesting, isn't it not? And then in the 8 o'clock hour, the guy that kind of put the screws to Alessia Liss a week ago, Joe DeSano, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour. I wonder if her name will be uttered in the 8 o'clock hour. You're just going to have to stay tuned and find out. Could be a really interesting day. Anyway, with that said, let's do this quickly.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
The first word today is relief. And I'm actually just very specific. You can talk about relief any way you want. I'm being very specific to the weather. We're getting a little relief today. You can actually breathe outside. I have not had a chance, and part of my issue is that I have not had a chance to enjoy this hot weather. I like hot weather. I like going out in the sun, and I have not been able to do that. So although there is relief, it's only making you guys happy, not me. I just don't. My days just don't end, and by the time they do, I got to go to bed. So I am whining a bit this morning on a Friday that I did not get a chance to take in some of the sun, because I actually, if you based me, I actually tan quite nicely. Actually, that gives a visual that's really unpleasant, at least to me. So anyway, today's first word is relief. I'm going to leave it there. And speaking of relief, Jeff, little relief pitching helped yesterday in a very tight overtime game for the Detroit Tigers, who, if memory serves me, won 2-1.
And who got the big hit?
Cecil. Oh, Quinton Berry.
Cecil Fielder.
Oh, well, he did. He had the home run. In fact,
Cecil did? No, we're talking like 10 years ago.
Sorry, you said Cecil. I thought that was funny when we were doing, and we didn't actually talk about this on the air. When we did that thing the other day, which, by the way, Anthony, we need to get that prize package out to the guy that won that last Friday. When we did that, somebody actually called, because we said, hey, which Tiger sang this? Somebody actually called and said Cecil Fielder, and I'm sure he meant Prince. I'm sure he did, didn't he? Wouldn't you think?
No idea.
Okay, well, all right, well, I would think he meant Prince Fielder, but anyway, that was bizarre because we got some really interesting and really wrong guesses. I'm just wrong in a political way, wrong in a what the hell are you thinking way, wrong in a are you not paying attention way, but we'll let it go for now. Anyways, they did win, so they've now won the last four series in a row. Two out of three of the last four series. So that's progress. And
the goal in baseball, win the series. And I think that's the thing that's outstanding about the last four series, winning the last four series. That's a big deal. And some people, unless you put like 9 or 10 wins together in a row, they don't notice. Slowly and steadily, they're starting to get some wins. And if you can say, well, yeah, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cubs. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals killed people at the beginning of the year. They're a very good team. You just took two out of three from.
Right. And if memory serves me, weren't they the world champions? I believe they were. I believe they are the defending world champions.
With Pujols. They don't have Pujols anymore.
Doesn't matter. Still the defending world champion.
Jacob Turner pitched well. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Now, it was funny because at the end of the day, his line said 5 walks, and I got a text from a friend saying, yeah, but too many walks. 4 walks, because that 5th walk set up the way he got out of the last inning.
Right.
I think intentional walks shouldn't count. I mean, they should count, but not when you're trying to, say, oh, he needs to work on his walks.
Well, you're right. I agree. I thought it was a good game. I didn't, of course, get to watch all of it, and I didn't have the sound on for any of it, but that kind of makes it a little more interesting for me.
I thought when you were going to say relief that you were going to talk about a certain king got some relief last night.
No, I could care less about LeBron James. I could care less about that.
You were talking about it this morning.
And sarcastically.
Well, that's true. But they did. The Heat won the NBA championship.
Yeah, we can mention it, sure.
And there we go. We're done.
Did we mention the LA Kings won the Stanley Cup a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure we did that. We just want to be fair to everybody.
Right. I know. Our fans and listening in LA, we haven't forgotten you.
No, we haven't. And well, one of the, for me, talk about relief is now this stuff's over. So I, in a very short period of time, literally a month from now, I will be very centrically focused on the Detroit Lions training camp. I'm sorry, but I can't wait. And I, here's part of the challenge.
It's not even July yet.
I said a month from now. A month from now.
I know, Jeff. But I can't. They play clips of the Lions on the radio sometimes, and I'm like, it's not even July.
A month from now, Jeff, get over it. It's going to happen. And then before you know it, fall is here. And before you know it, then you're going to be having to buy me a Christmas gift again.
That's true. Well, that's you've just fast forwarded on the year.
Thank you. All right, we have to take a quick break here. That's what the music tells us, and then Anthony is in my ear just saying 30 seconds when they're actually 32. I don't know what that's all about. 888-552-3595. I'm a little tired today, so what that means after this exhaustive week, and then I've got commitments tomorrow. But what that means is, might be an interesting day. That's what it really means, because, sometimes I get a little too silly. 888-552-3595. Let's take the break. First Shift continues after this.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us that don't have it anymore.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your roadways, we got a spot you probably want to avoid. It's Metro Parkway westbound at 94, where you have a rollover accident that's blocking the ramp to 94, and you can expect that to remain closed for most of the morning drive. We also got some weekend construction that starts tonight at 9, 696 westbound at Farmington, and 94 eastbound between Michigan and Wyoming. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
One of the few people showing some leadership and speaking truth to power. And Representative Brown, it's really an honor to have you on the show this morning.
I wish I could say I know why I was banned from speaking yesterday on the floor. But nobody from Republican leadership ever came up to me and said, here's what you did wrong. Here's how long you're banned. Nothing. And, you know, I feel very strongly about this issue, but I am not a partisan person. I don't usually come out and say, Republicans, this. That's just not me. But this issue has just, and the way that I've been treated and the way that women have been treated, it's just unacceptable.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's Friday, June 22nd. Pleasure to be with you. I've got a busy weekend. Tomorrow, I'm going to fight with the 99%. I'm going to Fantasy Island is what I'm doing. There's this little island off Monroe, and I'm looking for the flyer, and I can't find it, so I don't think I brought it with me. And I know somebody's got it out there in the audience, so forward it to me via email, tony@thetonyshow.org, so I can get the information. I can't find it, though. I feel bad because I printed it out. Specifically to talk about it, not to give an announcement, but actually to talk about the event, and I don't have it with me, so I feel badly about that. I know where it's at. If I were to walk into my office right now, it's sitting in one of my printers. I've done this before, obviously. Anyway, I will be doing that tomorrow, and very much looking forward to that. So hopefully I can get you that information. And let you know what time it's going to start. I know that there's a motorcycle ride. I know that there's going to be food. There's always food. And I was invited. Jeff, I think I told you this. I was invited by the president of UAW Local, I believe it's 17 in Toledo, Ohio. Personally called me and asked me to come speak. So how do you say no to that? You don't, actually. So I'll be doing that tomorrow. The weather's going to be beautiful tomorrow. And then my wife's on vacation starting tomorrow, and I don't know if that's going to be a little weird because I can't take one. So, but I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to worry about what I can't change, which is part of my message to you. So let me tell you what I did last night. That's really what I want to get to. One of my high school teachers, my high school math teacher, actually, is running for the state house. Her name is Pam Jackson. If you go to the Facebook page, I promoting her there from last night. I put her website up so you can go click through. She's an amazing lady. So she invited me, and she kicked off her campaign last night, had a fundraiser in her beautiful home. And I mean beautiful home on the lake. And she actually lives 3 minutes. And I think it's a lot less than that. Maybe 2 minutes from where I grew up. So I was in the old neighborhood yesterday. And after I made my remarks and chatted with some old friends, Martha and Karen and Richard and Jim and others, I went to the old neighborhood, kind of drove around a little bit and was a little bit astounded by how different everything looks. I hadn't been back that way in a long time. Jeff, have you ever done that, gone back to somewhere you used to live that you hadn't been to in a long time?
Yep.
What was weird is the people that, and I have no idea how many times that house has been sold since I lived there last, which was, just out of college was the last time I actually lived there. And I didn't live there very long because I moved out not long after I moved back after I graduated college. But somebody planted trees. And we had this U-shaped driveway. And somebody planted trees, so you can't really see the house from the road. You can, but you can't. I mean, it's kind of privacy, and there's some privacy. And there were three houses. There was our houses in the middle, and then we had our neighbors on the right and our neighbors on the left, of course. But there were only three houses, Jeff. Well, and one of the houses, which would be to the right of our house, if you're looking at it, somebody actually, again, some owner, and I don't know if it was somebody that bought our old house or somebody that bought the house next door, put up a fence separating the two driveways, which is odd for me because they, you know, we kind of shared a little bit of property, although we had a horseshoe drive. You know, we had no problem with the neighbor parking there or using it. And that's not going to happen anymore. So that was a little weird, and it made everything look a little more confined and smaller. But what was astounding is across the street from where we lived was the Bogey Lake Golf Course, which is now a subdivision. It's not a golf course anymore.
So they would get mad if you were teeing off around there.
They would get teed off if you teed off. Absolutely. And so it was, and I actually worked at the golf course for quite a few years. I watered greens. I cooked in the clubhouse, which is obviously no longer there. What is still there is the maintenance shed, which kind of blew my mind. As I'm driving by, the maintenance shed is still, which was of course far removed from the country club itself, and that's where we used to store the golf carts, and it's used to where we used to go plug in the electric ones and fill up the gas ones. And I worked there a long time. It was just really kind of cool to go back. And unfortunately, you know, I didn't have time to really just sit and look and enjoy it because I had to get home. I had, you know, get up this morning. But it was neat to do that, and so it was great to do that for Pam Jackson last night. And so if any of you live in the Commerce Township area, and she is, she does have a primary, so we got to get her through the primary first, and then we'll worry about the general. Pam Jackson, somebody that you want to seriously consider supporting, truly. And we'll have her on the show soon. She's a great lady. So that's what I did last night. Got home a little after, I don't know, got home about 8:30, and then tried to get to bed as quickly as possible because 2:30, that alarm clock goes off, and whoo, sweet Jesus. You know, it's not that hard. It's actually kind of hard to go to bed, especially when you're a little wound up, as I was last night. But the real hard part is getting up in the morning. That's the real hard part. Anyway. After the break, we're going to go through some local stories, and then hopefully we'll have time. Jeff found some Rocky Raskowski, Rashida Tlaib, Lisa Brown, and I'm reading Jeff's notes. Rocky, whatever. We're on Let It Rip, which I still can't say with a straight face. Ever since Jeff told me that when you follow it on Twitter or wherever he follows Let It Rip, it's a lot of times there are farting references. Which you think they would have found some way to correct this or to call it, you know, too late now. It's branded as Let It Rip. People know what that is. I'm asked Jeff all the time, how come they never have you on Let It Rip? And I can't answer that. I don't even know if they know who I am. But there's a conspiracy theory. You ready for this? There is a conspiracy theory that Charlie Langton won't let me on there. And I don't believe that for a second.
You and him are friends, aren't you?
We are, actually. Charlie and I are friends. He's a great lawyer, by the way. A lot of people don't remember that he's a lawyer by profession. And he actually graduated from Specs Howard many years ago. Many years ago now.
Did you ever see that one show, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Sure.
He looks like the guy off of there.
Okay, I can buy
that. The comedian.
Yeah.
With the glasses.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Yeah, Charlie's a great guy. I don't think Charlie would keep me off there. But anyway, I'd probably tell him, you know what, I need to get up too early in the morning because I tell a lot of people that. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and get to some of these local stories that you definitely want to hear. And then we've got a great show today. For Friday, this is going to rock. I mean, you know, Joe DeSano is always good, but with Dawn and Katie and John Swatalski, we got it going on. So we're going to take the break, and First Shift, we'll be back on 1310 WDTW right after we take this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, let's head over to Harrison Township where you have that closure. It's Metro Parkway westbound as you head to 94. That ramp is closed due to a rollover accident and expect that to remain closed for most of your morning drive. We also got some planned weekend construction. That starts at 9 tonight for 75 northbound between Big Beaver and West Wattles Road. Eastbound 94 between Michigan and Wyoming and 696 westbound at Farmington. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Sweeten up your day with a McDonald's frozen strawberry lemonade. Sweet strawberries and tangy lemons mixed together for a unique drink every time. Starting at just $1.69. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you followed the bouncing political ball during the past 30 years, you know that it has led us straight down the rabbit hole of right-wing extremism. From Ronald Reagan's almost quaint conservatism to today's kooky, coke-headed right-wing fanaticism. Surely you might think this dive has finally bottomed out, that it's both physically and metaphysically impossible to plunge any deeper into the darkness of political screwballism, right? Well, buckle up, for here comes Dr. James Kroll. Trying to bore right through the bottom and suck American politics down into the abyss of rabid mad dog right-wingism. Kroll is a wildlife biologist from, where else, Texas. And he's preaching that the problems with the Koch brothers' anti-government laissez-fairyland extremism is, it just doesn't go far enough. Privatizing Social Security and public schools, says the professor, is child's play, but what about hunting? Kroll is on a tear to eliminate the abomination of allowing hoi polloi hunters to pursue game on public lands. If you want to hunt, he howls, you should pay to enter posted corporate preserves that are bounded by 8-foot fences and even higher fees. He disparages those who support public park lands as, quote, cocktail conservationists, and says hunters who want access to such lands are people who are, quote, pining for socialism. Even worse, asserts Kroll, are government efforts to assure sustainable game management on public lands, calling it, quote, the last bastion of communism. This is Jim Hightower saying, lest you think that this guy is just a loopy voice in the nettlesome wilderness of privatization, Kroll's rabid right-wingism is already being embraced by the governors of Texas and Wisconsin. So look out. Apparently the depths of no-government ideology go all the way down to right-wing hell.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
All right, welcome back, Chopper. Thank you so much for sending me a copy of that flyer about the event on tomorrow, on Saturday. So let me give you all that information. I will be there. I think I'm going to speak about 1 o'clock is the is the thing. Now, it's open from, it's going to start, it's going to go from noon to 5, but gates open 11. And it's at a place called Dog Lady Island or Causler's Island, Causler. But I'm going to give you the address, and then we'll all find it together. It's 7800 East Dunbar Road in Monroe. Now, there's a bike run, and so if you want to do that, that starts at 11 o'clock. And so you need to do that. And the bikers are going to meet, I just said it at 11 o'clock. So they're going to have concessions available. They ask you to bring lawn chairs and coolers. No glass, please, it says. And it starts again at noon, but you can start arriving as early as 11, and I will be one of the speakers. There are going to be a lot of speakers, so I'm looking forward to it. Chopper, thanks so much, because I know I printed it off this morning. I'm sure I just left it in my printer. It happens. All right, and I'll mention this throughout the morning so that we make sure that we get some people there. I'm looking forward to meeting you. As always, as I tell you folks, when you see me somewhere or if I'm speaking, make sure you say hello. I'd like to meet you. Okay, let's go to the tape, as the saying goes. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I don't know why pollsters have waited so long, but the question is now out there. Would the citizens of Detroit, would they elect a white mayor? Well, this is what we find out.
It's been nearly four decades since Coleman Young became the first African-American mayor of Detroit. Ever since that 1973 election, black candidates have won the mayor's race in a majority black city. But a new survey is casting doubt on how much of a factor race is in the race.
The survey conducted last week asked 600 people statewide one question. Do they think Detroiters would vote for a white mayoral candidate? Detroit hasn't had a white mayor since Roman Gribbs, who left office shortly after Coleman Young was elected 39 years ago. John McCroy's answer reflects what half of Detroiters say.
I don't think race would play an issue because you look around and the people want what's best for the city.
50% of Detroiters said they would be willing to vote for a white candidate. 25% no, with the rest unsure. Look how the numbers change outside the city. Only 22% think Detroit voters would choose a white candidate. 40% said no, including this woman in Oakland County.
Not sure if the people of Detroit would want a white mayor in an all-black city. It's like coming out here to Royal Oak. Would Royal Oak people vote a black mayor?
The survey comes as speculation builds that former Wayne County prosecutor and current DMC boss Mike Duggan is laying the groundwork for a run for mayor. People who took part in the phone survey were not given the option of considering Duggan's name or that of any other candidate.
And again, that statewide survey said that 40% of people living outside the city thought Detroiters would not consider a white candidate. But when you look at respondents just in Oakland and Macomb counties, that number swells to 56%.
Well, now, Roger, this was a statewide survey. Do we know how many people in the survey were actually from Detroit?
And of course, those are the only answers that really count, because that's where the election's being held. But of the 600 respondents, only 36 were from Detroit. That doesn't sound like many, but the people who took the survey say that is statistically valid.
That's statistically valid, huh? I know the pollster. I'm going to get him at least to get me an explanation of how 36 is statistically valid. And why would we care what people in Macomb County think about the people of Detroit electing a white mayor? I don't know why that matters. I really don't. I'm not being critical. I just don't understand why that matters. All right, let's move on, because I just want to make sure we get to as much stuff as we can in this hour, because we have a very busy day today. Another piece from WDIV Channel 4 on the latest with K2, bath salts, a potpourri, if you will. And we find out there is a kingpin in the area. This is what they report.
People versus Gareth Maradarossian.
Believed to be supplying local stores with K2 and bath salts, Gareth Maradarossian faces a judge. But this Clinton Township man's journey to a Fraser court took more than 3,000 miles. Here's why.
He fled the state to go to California to avoid dealing with our case.
The defenders told you Maradarossian was wanted for bouncing checks to buy boxes of K2 and what's believed to be the new face of bath salts, this stuff, a so-called shoe deodorizer named Pump It Powder.
It was weird to see the foot powder, but again, because it's all packaged in the colorful containers, it appears that it's being distributed to kids.
Police say Maridorosian left Michigan to hide out in California. He was tracked down, arrested, and flown back to Detroit, but the fugitive had a layover in Philadelphia, where officers say Maridorosian tried to escape.
They took him to the hospital, and while he was in the hospital, they were taking him to x-ray, and he tried to escape from them, so they had to call the Philadelphia police in to find him in the hospital and take him into custody.
3 days and more than 3,000 miles after our defender's story aired, revealing what police say is the new look of bath salts, Maridorosian stands in front of Judge Kathy Steenland to learn his fate.
Due to the defendant's failure to appear for the last two court dates, there will be no bond.
And a warning tonight from federal agents and police. They tell the defenders that bath salts are being marketed not only as shoe deodorizer, but they're also being sold as plant food. That warning, again, from federal agents and local police.
So this is their way, I guess, of getting around the new laws by calling it shoe deodorant, which is interesting. And bath salts, right? I would suggest that we continue to be very vigilant. And
do you think it's an attack on marijuana to call it synthetic marijuana?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. Well, that's a good
because
question. I hadn't really thought about that.
It's not. It acts nothing like marijuana, and it's a synthetic. I actually heard
a synthetic drug.
Right,
is what it is,
and I've actually heard a good case against. I mean, it's more like what do they say? Like meth than it is. I mean, if they called it, well, I guess they can't call it synthetic meth because that would be redundant, and it's not exactly that. That's why I think that's why they call it synthetic marijuana is because it looks similar, and yet all the other drugs are synthetic, so you can't call them that and make it different, but. I just think it's an attack on medical marijuana or marijuana in general to try and relate the two. I mean, I've never seen anyone who has used marijuana on a freeway, zombie-like, naked, and eating another man's face. And that's what bath salts did to somebody.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. God, I forgot about that. That was, what, last week?
Yeah,
two weeks ago. That was scary. By the way, just a quick follow-up on that. I don't know if you saw, but the guy that was attacked by the guy that was eating his face off, literally, is doing pretty well. Just so you know, he's recovering beautifully. He's out of the hospital. So, let's go back to the original question. Do we think it's an attack on marijuana? I think it can be confusing. I think that it can be used as an excuse. I think it can be... If you're law enforcement, perhaps more conservative, you're going to say, hey, listen, you know, and you're right. This is unfair because it's not marijuana-like at all. Just because it's smoked doesn't make it like marijuana, right? You know, you smoke crack and that's not marijuana. So, yeah, I do think it's a little unfair, especially since we know that marijuana is actually much safer than any of the drugs that we're talking about, the synthetic drugs that we're talking about, synthetic being the key word there. So maybe we'll find a more responsible way to dialogue about this. I don't know that law enforcement cares, Jeff, to be honest. I'm just suggesting I don't think they care.
Right, I just don't agree with the calling it that. I mean, that makes me think of things that aren't what it is.
Right. Well, that's the point. Maybe that is the point. They want to do it that way. Economics. Going back to the fall of the money. Seriously, folks, there are people that have a vested interest in marijuana not becoming legal, especially hemp textiles. Is keeping the hemp crops out of textiles and paper and clothing. And although I believe you could buy hemp clothing in certain stores around the country and around the state. I know you can buy them online. But, again, I think that we need to...
Wherever you see tie-dye and colored glasses.
Are you stereotyping?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I proudly admit it. You're now... You want to... You want to pick on baby raccoons and hippies, so that's all right.
Your word. I was thinking about saying that, but
what, hippies,
raccoons and hippies, apparently.
Okay, well, you know,
we're getting a list started.
You are who you are. All of a sudden, I'm going to start getting Announcements from Progress, Michigan, that we need to start protesting Jeff Radford on First Shift. All right, that's not going to happen. It really isn't. 888-552-3595 if you care to join us. Tony at thetonyshow.org if you'd like to email me. And we actually heard from one more of the Supreme Court Justice nominees yesterday, so that is in the works. We haven't heard from the other one at all yet, have we?
I've heard from two.
Two, so that would be a, yes, Tony, we haven't, or no, Tony, we have. But no, we haven't heard from one of them. I did notice when I was looking at the National Organization of Women, Michigan, came out with their endorsements, and they only endorsed two of the three candidates, and I'm not sure why. So maybe I should reach out to them and find out why. I think the other one that they gave a status was there was an interesting status. It wasn't like it wasn't an endorsement, but it was like a nod, a wink and a nod, like, yeah, you're all right, but we're not going to endorse you, kind of thing. Forgot what they called it, but anyway, quick break. When we come back, lots of other stuff to get to. We're going to get to as much as we can, so stay where you're at. Again, feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. I am Tony Trupiano. Happy Friday to you. We take a quick break, and we'll continue right after this. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political, so I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
My guest, he is Brad Woodhouse, Communications Director of the Democratic National Committee.
He has run into the Americans all across this bus tour that don't want any part of his plans for the economy, what we call Romney economics. And there was a famous incident in Pennsylvania where he was scheduled to make a stop, and he didn't even go there because he didn't want to confront Americans that, you know, that disagree with him. And, that's not President Obama. You've seen him. He's, you know, often been willing to talk to Americans who disagree with him. Mitt Romney doesn't want to confront the fact that his policies are wrong for middle-class Americans.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, we talked yesterday with Kevin Moore, president of Teamsters Local 299, extensively and exhaustively about the new bridge. There is an ongoing fight. The governor is continuing to pledge his support to the point where he's beginning to sound quite responsible on this issue. According to WDIV, the bridge fight is heating up. This is how they report it.
Battle lines are drawn, and before a new second bridge to Canada is built, you might be able to vote on it on a November ballot. Yeah. Or will you?
Well, organizers of the petition drive are saying that they have enough signatures of registered voters right now. So let's get out to local four Jim Kirstner with the latest on this battle. Actually, the battle plans on both sides, Jim.
Yeah, Ruth, here is battle plan number one, 420,000 signatures on these petitions, well above 322,000 needed. Neither side talking court. The governor was in town saying he's ready for anything, but the owners of the Ambassador Bridge behind this being a little sarcastic when asked if the governor might try to block this from the November ballot.
You know, I don't believe the governor has yet appointed a relative or a son or daughter of the Secretary of State.
Before the private Ambassador Bridge gets a public downriver brother, the private owners hired dozens of people working across the state to gather signatures to put the constitutional question on the November ballot.
I trust that it doesn't mean that he's going to get between the people and the ballot box.
Their ads are all over the TV, going right at the governor and his interlocal agreement. The governor touts his plan as not needing a vote in the legislature, where he lost, using front money from Canada, matching it with U.S. federal funds, and paying the Canadians back with tolls from the new bridge.
To heck with the legislature. Tolls won't pay for it. Taxpayers will be stuck paying $100 million.
On the Michigan side, no one's empowered the governor in this case.
On the other side, a non-registered group called the Fund for Michigan Jobs, also running ads supporting the bridge. State officials say these position ads are legal for now until this becomes a ballot issue.
It's a connection built on trust and progress to take us to a brighter future without costing Michigan taxpayers a dime.
The governor seems ready for a fight of some kind.
It's about, you know, respecting the process. Objections will come up, issues will come up, and we'll just take them one step at a time and address them and keep moving forward in a positive way.
And the governor's people say they made the application to the feds for the permit to get the new bridge started. They should have an answer in October. But with billions of dollars at stake and legal questions, don't be surprised if this ends up in court before you get a chance to vote in November. Live in Southwest Detroit, Jim Kirstner.
And in Southwest Detroit, this issue matters more than it matters anywhere else in the state of Michigan. All right, we really don't have time right now, and we could always, unfortunately, we can save this till Monday because it'll still be relevant. I wish it wouldn't. I wish that there was an expiration date on stupidity. Was that Planet Stupider? Is that what it was this morning?
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh says Nancy Pelosi should be the mayor of Planet Stupider.
Speaking of which, I just learned something.
What's that?
Today is Friday, June 22nd, is a national day.
Of mourning?
No.
Of conservatism?
Well, I don't know if it's national. I'm trying to figure it out. It's Take Your Dog to Work Day.
And I didn't.
I can't believe it. If Vinny's listening right now, he's going to be distraught.
He's not. In fact, Vinny doesn't get up till 7.
So we got 5 more minutes of safe harbor for him.
Yeah, well, if he finds out, when I get home, it'll all be over. Actually, Anthony will tell you, we put him in a crate when we're not home. And so when Ann leaves in the morning, she puts him in the crate, and then when we come home, we open the crate up. Anthony will tell you that Vinny sometimes doesn't leave that freaking crate. We open the door, and he just kind of is laying there. He just kind of looks at you like, can I help you? Is there something I can do to, facilitate the problem? No, dude, we're fine. Just thought you might like to go out and pee. Just saying. Wow, it's Bring Your Pet to Work Day.
No.
Bring your dog to work day.
Yes, there is actually a different day for pet. It says, because there's a whole website. In fact, I just posted it on Facebook. The website says cat lovers feeling left out. There's actually a day coming up for that.
Well, I could care less about cats.
Right? Yeah, I know. Raccoons, though. You're fighting for raccoons.
It's a cute picture.
So cats aren't cute?
No, really, cats are mean. Cats are arrogant. No, cats have an agenda. Cats are Republican. All cats are Republican.
If cats got their head stuck in a grate, you would not find that cute at all.
Wow, I have to put some thought to that. I really do. I have to put some thought to that.
Apparently, we have ourselves a little battle here. Raccoons versus cats.
Well, I actually don't like cats, and it's not like I'm in love with raccoons, because I know that they can be dangerous, they can be mean, they can be very mean. I do know that if you see a raccoon during the day, you should not approach them, because they are probably rabid. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah, so... that I knew, and cats just have this. They have an agenda, Jeff. They do.
So do raccoons. Raccoons are arrogant too. In fact,
yeah, but you know, raccoons' agenda is well known.
Yeah, eat trash.
Oh, right. That's great... Well, it's not just eat trash; it's to destroy. I mean,
destroy and eat trash. Exactly.
But see, cats are far more clever.
Raccoons are Republicans. Not cats.
No, cats
eat trash and destroy things. That's Republicans.
No, yes, that is. I'm not saying that. Certainly, the raccoons can be Republicans too. But I'm telling you, cats are very clever, very clever. They're about message, and you never know where they're coming from. And just when you think that one's befriended you, they act very Republican-like. Yeah, cats are very dangerous. Now, for those Democrats out there that own cats that are listening to this saying, I can no longer support Tony Trupiano, I'm sorry. It's just one of those things that I just can't let go.
I think maybe cats are Tea Party and raccoons are Republicans.
Oh, see, now I might look at it the other way around.
You know raccoons are dangerous. That's it. There's no secret hidden agenda like maybe they're not, maybe they are.
Actually, you know, Christine Berry at bloggingformichigan.com just said raccoons have opposable thumbs. Now, that gives them some power, does it not? It truly does. It does give them some power. Interesting. This is getting very interesting.
Chessa says they go to your front door and look at you like that. Like you owe them some money.
Yeah, well.
And they have the band. They have the mask on. They're bandits.
They are bandits. Let me very quickly tell you a story because I know we got to get out of here. When we first moved to the house we moved into, there was an older couple that had lived there for 50 years, and they'd been feeding squirrels for 50 years out of their front door, Jeff. So what happens when we move in? What happens when I go to the front door the very first day we live there and open it? Guess what's sitting on the porch? Squirrels waiting to be fed.
Well, I'm pro squirrel.
Well, I'm telling you, when you're not ready for that and you don't have anything to feed them, they get angry. Oh, my God. You see, I've forgotten about this. I'm traumatized now. All right, I got to get my stuff together. We got an hour of radio that's going to be awesome, but I better get it together. Let me take the break here. I'll be fine, and we'll continue on first shift after the top of the hour break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, let's head over to Harrison Township where you have that closure. It's Metro Parkway westbound as you head to 94. That ramp is closed due to a rollover accident and expect that to remain closed for most of your morning drive. We also got some planned weekend construction that starts at 9 tonight for 75 northbound between Big Beaver and West Wattles Road. Eastbound 94 between Michigan and Wyoming and 696 westbound at Farmington. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
ABC News Radio. I'm Chris Jansing. It's up to the jury now. Deliberations continue this morning at the child sex abuse trial of former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. NBC News Radio's Bob Constantini is there for us.
The jury deliberated nearly 8 hours, including taking dinner inside a courthouse, but they've requested to replay audio tapes of testimony, including from Mike McQuarrie, who said he saw Jerry Sandusky in a sexual act.
President Obama addresses Latino leaders in Florida today, elaborating on his directive that halts deportation of many young illegal immigrants. Republican hopeful Mitt Romney used the same form yesterday to say he would craft a long-term solution on immigration. Gas prices below $3. Some industry analysts say the price per gallon could fall that low by September if energy prices continue to slide. And recycling is really taking off in Canada, where Air Canada has made history by flying a jetliner from Toronto to Mexico City on fuel made from recycled cooking oil. 40% fewer emissions from the biofuel. This is NBC News Radio. They call him King James. Now he's earned his crown. LeBron James and the Miami Heat running roughshod over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night to win the NBA championship in 5 games.
I did it the right way. I didn't shortcut anything. I put a lot of hard work and dedication in it, but hard work pays off. So it's a great moment for myself.
LeBron James, MVP of the season and MVP of the finals. On the road again, give a big assist to the drop in gas prices as Americans get ready to take to the highways for the 4th of July holiday. AAA says more than 42 million will travel 50 miles or more, up nearly 5% from last year. It's bearish out there. Wall Street starts today with the Dow down 250 points. And face it, you may be in love. A Scottish study says people who share similar facial features are more likely to attract each other. Researchers say it's because those similarities inspire trust. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low-detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low-detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
In this economy, most financial planners would tell you it's never been more important than right now to understand money. But a survey by the firm Financial Finesse finds that a gap still exists between the financial literacy of men and women. The firm reports that over the past year, women became disproportionately less likely than men to pay their credit card balance in full each month, have an emergency savings fund, and have a general understanding of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Troublesome findings, especially because most women outlive most men and therefore need to save more money. The downgrade of 15 giant U.S. and European banks by Moody's Investor Service is pulling down markets across the world. Most indexes across Europe down about 1% right now. But after the second worst day of the year for Wall Street, with the Dow down 251 yesterday, stock futures are bouncing back a little. S&P futures right now tacking on 6 points. NASDAQ futures up 10. Dow futures rising 49. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service, Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-370-9953 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-370-9953. 1-800-370-9953.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 national survey of new policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with Progress. First they ignore you. Then they say you're mad. Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday, the 22nd day of June. I think it's important that we continue to talk about State Representative Leslie Liss for a variety of reasons. I found out so much about her since we first mentioned her 8-9 days ago on the show. And I have personally encouraged her to switch over to the Republican Party for a variety of reasons. But I'm very disappointed in her. And part of the reason I'm disappointed with her is that she has a pretty incredible background as a nurse, at least on paper. And I would think that my friends and supporters of this program at the Michigan Nurses Association were probably fairly excited when she was elected. We'll find out in a moment about that and how they feel now. So let us turn our attention to our two guests in this half hour. Joining us is Dawn Kettinger, the communications director of the Michigan Nurses Association, and Katie Oppenheim, who is a nurse at the University of Michigan Hospital. Katie, welcome to First Shift. A pleasure to have you on this morning.
Thanks for having us on today.
No problem. Dawn, as always, great to chat with you, my friend.
Great to be on your show, Tony, and you guys were cracking me up a minute ago. I dare say that, Leslie might fit your definition of a cat.
Very good. We'll save that perhaps if we have time later on. But, Dawn, let me start with you. When Leslie was elected to the House of Representatives, I would think that the Michigan Nurses Association must have been pretty pleased with that election, no?
Yeah, and I think, Katie can talk. I'll just say briefly, and then I'd like Katie to talk, too, about this. But, we have a high expectation of nurses in elected office because our nurses have high expectations of themselves and their fellow nurses as advocates for their patients. That's their core value, speaking up and having a voice. That's why they went into the profession. And so, Katie, do you want to speak more about, you were part of leadership when Leslie took, Tony, the other thing is that we're a member-driven organization, so our members make these choices. So, Katie, do you want to speak more about that?
Sure, thank you. When we first heard about Leslie, we were very excited because, of course, for registered nurses like myself, our main priority is to protect our patients. So, having Leslie in elected office, we felt that it would be great to have a registered nurse there who could represent our interests in Lansing. So from the beginning, we supported her with the understanding that she would put forward our issues, especially around safe patient care and also be bringing the issues of understaffing and whatnot to Lansing.
You know, Katie, let me ask you a quick question. I would think, and one of my concerns, and we're going to talk for a moment, or in a moment, about the legislation that was, of course, disastrous to women. But as somebody that helps administer health care, somebody that really has committed their life, as you have, to wellness and to taking care of those that that desperately need care at sometimes it's not as desperate, but you understand the point. And let me just make this very clear. When we pass legislation that restricts women's access to health care, when we also pass legislation that really limits a doctor's ability to perform their job, ergo a nurse's ability to perform his or her job, is this not dangerous legislation, Katie?
Well, the legislation that you're talking about most recently, yes, it's very dangerous. As I've said before, I'm very proud to work in an institution where we've provided the whole spectrum of women's health. I've worked in women's health for my entire 35-year nursing career. And women come to our facility from all over the state to get diagnoses, make decisions around obstetrical care. And I think that if this legislation, the full package, were to pass, we would have a state where almost nobody would be able to make that choice. They would be given no choice, even in very devastating situations. So I've taken care of a lot of these women who have to make very difficult decisions about their lives and their lives and their families. And there's no easy way to tell a lay person what that would be like to go through that. But as a nurse, to sit there with a patient while the patient and the husband are crying over some very devastating news is something that is, you know, part of my job. And although difficult, something that I feel proud that we can offer to women currently, not only at my facility, but throughout the state, particularly in lower Michigan. But if this legislation were all to pass, All but four is the latest number that I have. Reproductive health clinics would not be able to provide the full scope of care.
Well, that is in and of itself dangerous. Now, to compound this, that Leslie List, of course, voted for this legislation. She then attacks fellow Democrats in the Detroit Free Press, in an interview in the Detroit Free Press. Basically saying that Representatives Lisa Brown, her colleague, and her other colleague, Barb Byram, were being irresponsible in their behavior. I don't know which one of you wants to take this one, but
I'd love to take that.
All right, Dawn, but here's my question to you. When you're just speaking your mind, when you're just doing your job, because that's what these representatives were doing, you know, we can differ on maybe the issue, but to criticize somebody for speaking their mind, I think that's a bit harsh.
Yeah, and this is Dawn, and I think, Tony, you've hit it right on the head that, first of all, you know, Leslie, it's been a disappointment really from the start, which, you know, Katie said, and as an organization, you know, the Safe Staffing legislation is incredibly important. The Safe Patient Care Act is incredibly important to patients to guarantee that every patient in every hospital gets the adequate care that they deserve, that nurses are able to deliver that. The problem has been that hospitals refuse to provide that care. And so we expected Leslie to go to bat for patients. Instead, she went to Lansing and became co-opted by the corporations and went to the side of the corporations and the system that protects profits, not patients. So while we're, you know, upset and speaking out against her for silencing women and, like you say, protecting the speaking up and saying, hey, Jace Folger, you're doing a fantastic job. And Lisa, you have some kind of attitude problem. You know, and I also want to say that I've worked with Lisa Brown, Rashida Tlaib, and Barb Byram, and they are the real deal. And, you know, they are speaking out because it is important, it needs to be done, and that should be applauded. And the idea that, you know, Leslie thinks that that's inappropriate and that's an embarrassment is, like you're saying, Tony, absolutely appalling. So
the problem with Lesia has been ongoing, but this latest thing is an extension of her betrayal of, you know, her profession, her constituents, and her patients. If she believes that elected officials don't have the right to speak out on the House floor, and it's okay for the elected officials in charge of the House floor at that moment to deny them the opportunities to speak, then that is a real problem. And I think that that is something that needs to be called out on. And that's what our organization does, as you know, Tony, and you help us get that message out, whether it's, you know, Congressman Fenichak, whether it's, you know, Camp or Umpton, all those folks. If they're going to act against the interest of their constituents and our patients, we're going to call them out on it. So it's, you know, it's a Democratic issue, but it's also, you know, for us, it's about the patients. And the comments that she made were ridiculous. I mean, to have her husband speak for her and to say, you know, that women should mind their P's and Q's, she's taking women back, what, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years?
You know, Dawn, I got to tell you, just the language she used was very June Cleaverish.
Exactly. You know, I mean, why, I don't even, the shock in the community at the idea that you, Lesia, would be saying that we should mind our P's and Q's. You know, the praise that she's getting on social media from people like Deb Shaughnessy, Kurt Damrow, she's become like the cheerleader of the Republican, you know, elected leaders club. And it's not even about Republicans, but if you're going to be that way, then, you know, go ahead and say what you're going to be, but don't change who you are. You know, be a person of integrity then. And, you know, if you don't want to speak up and be the voice of people, don't be an elected official.
I couldn't agree more. We have to take a break here in just a minute. So I want you both to stay with us because I've got some questions for Katie. And I also, Dawn, have more questions for you. I also want to encourage the audience, if they have, if they want to ring in on this, whether they want to send an email or place a call, feel free to do that. The number is 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. tony@thetonyshow.org. You're going to find us on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. Let's take a quick break here. Dawn Kettinger, the communications director with the Michigan Nurses Association, and Katie Oppenheim, who is a nurse at the University of Michigan Hospital, are my guests. After the break, much more information to get to as we continue to shine a spotlight. I promised you last week we would do this on what I called the Dastardly Six, the six Democrats that voted in favor of restricting a woman's right to get medical care. It's just, frankly, wrong. We'll take the break. We'll be right back on First Shift. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Congress and I have certainly had our differences. I want to especially thank all the members who took a break from their exhausting schedule of not passing any laws to be here tonight.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Let's get a traffic update. Let's head over to 94 eastbound between Allard and 8 Mile Road, where your left lane will be closed until about 11 a.m. for lighting crews. Also, we got that closure on Metro Parkway westbound as you head to 94. That ramp is closed due to a rollover accident, and that should be closed for most of the morning. We also got some slow traffic on 275 northbound between Ford Road and the 96 M14 split. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So, if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Trivano.
Joining me now is Ed Montgomery. Ed was appointed by this White House as Director for Recovery for Auto Communities and Workers.
Take Michigan, for example. Since July of 2009, manufacturing has added about 161,000 jobs. Of that 161,000, half of those jobs have come in the manufacturing sector. So, you know, half of our progress in Michigan has been through the rebirth of manufacturing. I think you can't underestimate the importance of automobiles, which stimulates not only bringing back people in the auto factory, but all up and down the supply chain, the people who make the glass, the people who make the steel, in terms of revitalizing manufacturing altogether. And that's really comes from the president's policies and leadership.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very girly moody.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us.
At Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. I need to hit the ground running. We've got a lot of ground to cover. I want to get to some email comments as well. My guest again, Dawn Kettinger, the Communications Director of the Michigan Nurses Association. And Katie Oppenheim, a nurse at the University of Michigan. Katie, I want to read a quote from you and ask you to expand on your thoughts. So let me read it first, and then I'll let you do that. You are quoted as saying, Leslie Alyce is betraying her profession as a nurse by defending leaders who believe women should be silent. Every good nurse, you said, and most nurses are women, can relate to getting in trouble for speaking up because we are obligated to advocate for our patients. The idea of a female leader in this day and age saying that women should mind their P's and Q's is appalling. When nurses mind their P's and Q's, people die. Katie, that's a really strong statement, and I'm proud of you for saying it. And I certainly would love to give you a chance to talk a little bit more about that. You obviously are very passionate about what Leslie Alyce is not doing, not what she's doing, what she's not doing.
Thank you for that. The P's and Q's thing, I had to calm myself down so I didn't explode when I saw that, because I thought we were sort of going back to another century, 100 years, not even 20 years. So what I meant by that is, a wise nurse mentor many years ago told me an excellent nurse, an expert nurse, often gets in trouble, and that word would be in quotes, for advocating for their patient. So as nurses, we are on the front lines. All of the people that take care of patients are important, but we're the one that's with the patient at the bedside all the time. So sometimes things come up, and mistakes could be made, and a wrong medication, a wrong treatment, whatever. And it's up to the nurse to make sure that gets stopped. I think that what I meant by if nurses mind their P's and Q's, patients die, is just exactly that. If we were to sit back, or if you go back 100 years, stand up while the doctor sits, and just observe, take orders without questioning when things need to be questioned, there could be serious patient safety issues. And that's really what I meant at the beginning about protecting our patients. That is our primary job, is taking care of our patients. And when that doesn't happen because people feel, nurses feel like they have to mind their P's and Q's, very bad things can happen to patients.
You know, it's interesting, Katie, before I go back to Dawn, it's interesting, and people don't understand, and I want to make this clear. You know, one of the things that happens because of your collective bargaining agreement, things very specific to patient care are articulated, especially how many patients and a patient load a nurse should or can handle at a maximum level. We can go on. We don't have time to do that. But when you know you don't have the support of management, and then you know you don't have the support of legislators, and this is supposedly a Democrat who sees things the way you do, because frankly she understands your profession because she was a nurse and she turns her back on you. I would think, Katie, personally, that has to be extremely distressing.
Yeah, it's very distressing. In particular, Leslie, as an emergency department nurse, not that all fields aren't important, but just imagine if you have several emergencies coming in at the same time and you have to choose between which patient you're going to address because you don't have enough help to take care of all of them. So, yeah, it's a complete letdown. But I think that we knew from very early on, and Dawn may want to address this more, from very early on in Leslie's tenure, that she wasn't going to be on board. She was a politician with a capital P. She got elected. She had an opportunity when we had the right people in Lansing to bring our legislation out of committee. She did not do it. And she's been a disappointment for a long time. Her latest behavior is just icing on the cake.
Dawn Kettinger, let me ask you this question. You obviously have done your endorsements. Who are you endorsing in that primary? Because Leslie is actually running against my next guest, who is John Swetolski. And it's my understanding that the Michigan Nurses Association endorsed him, but endorsed him long before this controversy came forward.
That's exactly right, Tony. And let me say, personally, I've known John for years, and so I'm glad to see that the board of MNA, the members, chose to endorse John. And, you know, a good part of that is because, number one, John is the sponsor of our Safe Patient Care Act, and that's the nurse-patient ratios that Katie talked about are so crucial to making hospitals provide enough nursing care so that every patient can get the quality individualized care that they need. And John has gone to bat for that. And whereas Leslie, under a Democratic-controlled legislature, a Democratic governor, said, you know, I'm not going to make this a priority. I'm not going to push it. She, as a nurse, had a responsibility to push that for patients. She didn't do it. John has gone to bat for that, and he's going to bat for that. He has a proven record of fighting for reforms, for fighting against corporations, and that's why the members endorse John. So that's the answer to your question on that. You know, and I think, you know, Leslie is also afraid of, I think the reason she's attacking MNA is she's realizing, first of all, that her fellow nurses are disappointed and disgusted with her, and so she's taking it out on MNA, but I think she's also afraid of the power of MNA and the labor community. MNA, you know, our numbers have grown every year, I think in part because we're more politically active, and that's because our members are waking up to the fact that political action is the only way that we can achieve systematic change that really benefits patients. Our nurses work their butts off at the bedside, but we need to make changes like healthcare for all, quality education, fixing homelessness, all those things, Tony, as you know, can only be fixed at the government level where we change the priorities of our country and our state. So nurses are claiming their power. And, you know, Leslie doesn't want to participate in being politically active and doing her part of that. So I think she's afraid of that, whereas John embraces the role of collective bargaining, of being part of the labor community and empowering people to have a voice and participate. So there's a lot of reasons that John is being endorsed in this. And as you said, it did take place, you know, long before this.
Well, one of the things that he did put down that he wanted to talk about this morning, and we will, is the Safe Patient Care Act. So we're going to be talking about that in greater detail in about five more minutes, and we're excited to have him on. I'll tell you what a gracious guy he is, both Katie and Dawn. He had asked that we not make this about Lesia, although he understands, and he understands that we do need to mention her. He really wanted this to be about his vision, not about what she did wrong, and I had no problem with that at all, but it just tells you what a classy guy he is.
Well, and that's, you know, I totally agree and understand that John is like that. And that's what I would like personally on a personal level, Tony, for people to know that John has always taken the high road. And that's why it's disappointing that Lesia is the one who's doing personal attacks on people like Lisa and Barb and calling them an embarrassment and saying that they're creating a circus.
Well, you know what? We got their back. We'll let John take care of his own. He's got an election he needs to win, and we're going to help him do that. We're out of time. Katie and Dawn, thank you so much for being with us. I have a feeling we're going to visit again.
Thank you very much for having us on.
All right. It was great. I appreciate it. A quick break here. When we come back, State Representative and candidate John Spitalski joins us. Stay where you're at. I can't imagine this hour doesn't do anything but get better. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
As your traffic volumes start to pick up, we got some slow traffic over on 696 westbound between Ryan and 75. And we got road construction as your left lane closed. You got lighting crew in the area on 94 eastbound between Allard and 8 Mile. That should last until about 11 a.m. And don't forget about that closure of Metro Parkway westbound as you head to 94 due to that rollover accident. That should be shut down probably for most of your morning drive. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. The effort to get Walmart to drop a supplier accused of abusing workers has drawn more than 130,000 people on Change.org. A Louisiana company called CJ Seafood allegedly forced workers to work up to 24 hours at a time with no overtime pay, locked them in the work facility, and threatened to beat them. The workers also say they live in a labor camp near the workplace, and they've been prevented from leaving after 9 p.m., The National Guest Worker Alliance wants Walmart to hold CJ Seafood responsible and get them to end the worker abuse. More than 100 members of several youth groups and their adult supporters recently marched from a closed youth center to New Haven City Hall in Connecticut to call for jobs and an end to violence in their communities. Melinda Tuhus reports.
Almost every speaker decried the gun violence that is ruining the lives of so many of their peers, as well as the lack of programming for teens, such as used to exist at the Dixwell Community House, which has been closed for several years. Latoya Agnew lives in Newhallville, one of New Haven's most dangerous neighborhoods. She started a youth group there after her own family's run-in with violence.
Give our neighborhoods a center. Give us jobs. Yeah. Do something for us. Yeah. There's people out there that want to do something. Help us.
Nalisha Canteen, an organizer with New Elm City Dream, explained why she was marching.
What I believe in is we're here to fight for youth jobs and fight for what's right and take back the city of New Haven and build it into a greater society.
Melinda Tuhus for Workers Independent News.
The Vermont Workers Center has launched a solidarity initiative to build national grassroots support for the effort to establish human rights-based universal health care in Vermont. The Workers Center there was instrumental in helping to get the state government to pass the Universal Health Care Act 48 in 2011. That system, though, must be implemented, and critical decisions about that will be made in 2013. Vermont Workers Center President Peg Franzen says that we're morally bound to provide a system that's a public good that embodies the values of universality and equity. The Solidarity Initiative to make Vermont the first state in the nation to implement a universal health care system as a human right is called Vermont Can Lead the Way. SEIU lost a Supreme Court case about fees or assessments used for political purposes. The High Court ruled Thursday that unions must give non-members fresh notice of unplanned fees that could be used for political purposes and rebates if the workers object. In so-called right-to-work states, workers may be represented by a union without being members. Unions are allowed to charge those non-members dues for collective bargaining services.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet,
tweet, tweet. Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. And this is actually Representative Switalski's third time joining us. So let us turn our attention now to Representative John Switalski. And John, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. And I appreciate you taking some time to be with us today. I know that you're in the middle of a campaign schedule that's pretty hectic, so I'm glad that you could make some time for us today.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's always good to be on your show, Tony.
I appreciate that. Listen, we do need to mention that you have a primary, and your primary opponent is somebody that's getting a lot of attention, a lot of media attention, and that's what you're here for today. You and I had this conversation off-air, so in full disclosure, you and I have already discussed this, and I don't want to make this about Lesia Liss. I don't. Certainly she has a right to her opinion. Certainly I have profoundly disagreed with it. The Michigan Nurses Association was just on with us. They profoundly disagree with what she said. In fact, they were thrilled that we had you on this morning. The MNA has endorsed you. John, I know you're proud of that endorsement, as you should be. One of the things we're going to talk about here in about 35, 40 seconds is something that's near and dear to your heart, the Safe Patient Care Act. But I did want to mention Lesia because it would be really irresponsible for us not to do that. But you have one goal, and that is, of course, to win a primary on August 7th and move on to the general, I would think.
Yes, that is my primary goal, and that's what I'm focused my efforts on. And, you know, when I'm going door to door in Warren and Centerline, I'm talking about what I've done, my record. I'm talking about what I think needs to change in state government and what I think we need to do to turn Michigan's economy around. I'm not campaigning to smear anybody. I'm not campaigning to highlight, where we differ. I'm campaigning on my positive vision and energy and why I think that I should represent the 28th district. That being said, yeah, my opponent has had a lot of negative press in the last little bit. There was a front page story on the Macomb Daily. So, it's worth, talking about and highlighting our differences on very important issues such as the Safe Patient Care Act, as well as the legislation that was passed limiting women's health care options going forward.
Well, let's talk, John, if we can, about the Safe Patient Care Act, something that you have sponsored, something that again, Lesia said she would support and then turned her back on it. But we're not here to talk about that. I would like us to educate the audience a little bit on what the Safe Patient Care Act would do and why it's important to you that it pass in the legislature.
Well, it's important to me because, you know, what it does is basically sets up nurse-to-patient ratios based on acuity or their level of sickness, level of treatment required. And I think that patient safety should come absolutely first in any healthcare setting. And unfortunately, oftentimes profits come before that. We see that in nursing homes. We see that throughout the healthcare system. Profits overtake patient care. And that's the main reason that I'm supporting have introduced the Safe Patient Care Act and am working to get it passed through the legislature.
You know, interesting, when I did some homework on this, and I just want to, John Switalski, read very quickly from some of the legislations. It said it would also prohibit a hospital from using mandatory overtime as a staffing strategy except for unforeseen emergencies. Nurses strongly feel that patients and nurses face unsafe conditions today. This safe patient care legislation will improve our healthcare system. For those that don't know, oftentimes nurses are literally forced, after working a 12 or 16 hour shift or more, John, to work another 4-6 hours, some of them up to 24 hours at a time. And, of course, management knows a nurse is never going to walk away from a patient. And so they're not going to say no, and this has to stop.
Right, yeah, I agree. You know, nurses also often work these long shifts, at least 12 hours. You know, in society, we regulate truck drivers because it's not safe for them to drive over X amount of hours. Airline pilots. When nurses are taking care of those who are in most in need, who are ill or who are recovering, why are we not regulating the amount of hours that a nurse needs to have worked to be able to take care of someone, so they're not overly exhausted, so they're not stressed out to the max, and which eventually potentially leads to mistakes, and that's the worst thing that we can have happen when people are in the hospital.
State Representative John Switalski is my guest. John, we should define what district you represent, what community that is, so those listening to this program that need to vote for you know that they can do that.
Yes, so it's the vast majority of Warren and in the entire city of Centerline. It's mostly West Warren and then all the way through Centerline as well.
Okay, and because I actually got an email, and it's important that we do that. Let me just throw out some issues and have you comment on them, because I think that a good foundational understanding of what you stand for is important to this audience. You know, one of the things that I read about you is you said we need serious ethics reform. Well, why do you feel, John Switalski, that we need ethics reform in Lansing?
We need reform from top to bottom in Lansing. We need ethics reform. We need campaign finance reform. We need legislators to take a pay cut, frankly, pay more for their health care. We need reform throughout state government in Lansing, and especially in the legislature, and it's something that I've been at the tip of the spear of since I got elected there. We don't have personal finance disclosure for legislators. So
I was stunned to learn that, by the way. I was stunned to learn that.
Yeah, it's in Congress, you have to fill out lengthy reports explaining your personal finance to interest, so the public knows you don't have any conflicts of interest. In Lansing, we don't have to do that. You know, we have campaign finance reform that has so many loopholes that the vast majority of money spent in campaigns is not traceable. Ethics reform. I mean, we have you can go on trips paid by lobbyists and meals paid by lobbyists, and it's loosely reported, if at all. And so there needs to be a lot more transparency when it comes to the legislature and legislators, and I haven't seen any interest from the current Republican leadership, from the Speaker, in taking this on. I attached every spending bill in 2011 when they were taxing seniors, gutting education, given billions of dollars in tax breaks to corporations. I attached an amendment that would cut legislators' pay by 20%. If the governor wants true shared sacrifice, let's all share in the true shared sacrifice. And those amendments were defeated every time, and I wasn't even able to speak to those amendments on the floor either. So this legislature is hypocritical. At the very least.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm listening to you talk, and of course, so many of the things that you are mentioning are things that we talk about on this program on a daily basis. One of your colleagues, and I'll make sure he goes unnamed for now. You'll understand why in a second. But I want you to comment on what he told me after I interviewed him one day. He said a lobbyist approached him in his office he wanted his vote on something, and he said, "You're not going to get it." And he was real insistent. The lobbyist got upset with him, and he said to him, "You know, since term limits, Representative, I don't think you understand something. I'm going to be around a lot longer than you are. And there's a reason why I've got a house in Traverse City, and I've got a house in Lansing, and I've got a house in the Detroit area. There's a reason that I'm wealthy. And, Mr. Representative, let me remind you that I have all the power in this town." And this representative, who will go unnamed, looked at me and said, "Tony, as scary as it was, that was pretty accurate."
Yeah, I've never had a situation like that. But what I believe to be true is that because of term limits, the lobbyists have the institutional knowledge and they have a lot of power in Lansing. That is true.
Well, that has to stop. That truly has to stop. And you're right. But this is what we need to do, John Smoltzky. We need to make sure that we start with this election cycle by giving the Democrats back the House, giving them a voice once again, making sure that when you do go to work on a daily basis, that you will have a voice. You just said you don't have a voice under this current legislature. That has to be turned around.
It does. You know, what happened to Lisa Brown and Barb Byram and the 90 to 100,000 people that each of them represent, I think is shameful. Regardless of your views on that legislation or any legislation, people should have the right to speak. It's they represent the same amount of people as the speaker does or the floor leader does, and for them to be silenced is a real disservice to that institution and to our state.
No question, that's true. Well, let's commit, John, to visiting at least one more time before the primary on August 7th. I do want to remind everybody in the piece of Warren that you're in Centerline that you do have a primary. You do need their vote because of redistricting, because the Republicans control that process. They didn't make it easy on anybody except themselves. Let's just be honest about it, John. And we just need to make sure we do the right thing. And the right thing to do in this case, and I want to make sure I say this before we let you go, I'm only going to endorse a handful of people. John Smoltzky is one of those people that I'm going to actively work to get elected. And, John, I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the support, and thank you for your advocacy.
You bet, brother. We'll have you back on very soon. State Representative John Smoltzky. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back, and I'll kind of underscore some of the stuff that we've done in this last hour. I want to make sure that we talk a little bit more about the nurse. I have some emails I want to get to, and then, of course, what Representative Smoltzky was just talking about as well. Quick break here, and then feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Joe DeSano is about 20 minutes away. Stay where you're at. First Shift continues right after this break.
First Shift with Tony Trivino.
President Obama wanted to move the dinner to the Kennedy Center this year, but the Republicans wanted to keep it here at the Hilton, so they compromised, and here we are at the Hilton.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Jeff, we're going to do a little mock phone call. You up for that?
Sure.
Actually, all you have to do is say, when I pretend like the phone's ringing and you're answering it, just say, hi, this is Senator Johnson's office, since Bert Johnson happens to be my state senator. So that's all I need for you to do, and I'll take it from there.
All right, I'll see if I got this line down.
Okay. Ring, ring. Apparently not.
You don't answer after the first one. You have to let it go twice.
Ring, ring.
Hi, Senator Johnson's office.
First Shift with Tony Trivino
on 1310 WDTW.
Why are you laughing? Are you going to call laughing?
No, I'm not.
All right.
All right. All right. So we're ready.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O. Or call us now, 1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
You know, there are certain promises when you're endorsed by an organization, whether it be a union, whether it be an organization. By the way, Leslie List has now been endorsed by Right to Life and will be taking their money. That's kind of the point, though. She's not a Democrat, and we can't let her be reelected. We need to make sure, and I'm going to ask you again. I did this last night when I was at the fundraiser for Pam Jackson. Are you willing to stand up and volunteer some of your time, maybe write a check to some of these candidates? Volunteer your time means knocking doors, stuffing envelopes, whatever needs to be done, going to festivals and fairs and passing out flyers. Don't discount the power of doing that. It's being a candidate can be a very lonely situation. I knocked a lot of doors, knocked a lot of them by myself, and knocked a lot of them with other people too. But I knocked a lot of them by myself. It can be a very, very lonely proposition. We need to elect good, solid Democrats to the state house. Leslie List is not a good, solid Democrat, as the Michigan Nurses Association eloquently between Dawn and Katie spoke passionately about their disappointment. Understandably, imagine, let's say your profession is auto worker, and you elect an auto worker to the state house, and all of a sudden they start voting against all the things that you care for, even though they promised you, and they took your money. And this is what Leslie List did. She took money to win that race. A lot of money. We're talking thousands of dollars, only to turn around and not be the person she represented herself to be. That's called fraud. If it weren't in politics, she would be a felon. She would be in jail right now. Truly, she would. She's a fraud, and she misrepresented herself. We're going to continue to work hard for John Sutulski and a handful of other House Democrats to make sure they are either elected or reelected, but we got to get through some primaries first. So be very thoughtful about who you elect. Christine Berry, Jeff, sends us an email and tells us that she's actually a raccoon. She is an American Indian. And her Ojibwa family name is Esteban, which is Ojibwa for raccoon. So she's so that's her raccoon is her totem, which I think is awfully cool. And she said at the very end, raccoons rock. Now she's going to be with us on Monday. She's scheduled to be with us on Monday. So I think we're going to have to we'll have to talk about this raccoon connection. What do you think?
Sure.
Well, don't be so articulate, Jeff.
I'm that short and concise, effective and efficient. That's me.
Okay. Yeah, that's you. I'm just going to leave that alone. Anyway, I got a kick out of that. Let me get to some of the, I'm just going to do some general commentary. I'm not going to read it, although I do have some email to read if we have time a little bit later on, but I'm just going to kind of give you a general overview. First of all, I continue to be at some level a little bit surprised, that there are people that don't know what we're referencing. So I'm going to have to do some education after the show today. And I've already emailed a few people and said, hey, I'm in the middle of the show, can't really respond, but I will and give you some details after the show. But, you know, this goes back to a simple thing that we've heard a million times. If you don't know the answer, then you need to ask the question. So that's okay. Another way to say that is there's no such thing as a stupid question. I know there are people that disagree with that, but I'm not one of them. So those of you that wrote me and said, what in the heck were you really talking about? Well, you know, most people know, but for those of you that don't, I'm going to be happy to write you back with some broad strokes, and then I'll send some links so that you can go figure it out for yourself, because that's always what I want you to do. I want you to think for yourself. I want you to do your own research. I don't mind helping you. I don't mind helping you. But I do, Jeff, a very interesting thing, and I don't know why this happened, and it just happened this week. We had the caller that left the two voicemail messages on Tuesday night about mortars going off in his backyard in Hazel Park, and the police call, or he called the police only to be told that there was nothing they could do. They couldn't send anybody out because they didn't have anybody to send. So that was issue one. And now I've received two other emails from people that have political difficulties, if you will, and they're asking me to help them solve them. So I don't know how I became the ombudsman, but I'm not opposed to doing this. Don't get me wrong. I kind of enjoy that people are reaching out to me. You know, the caller, Jeff, never got back to me after I emailed him, which is a little disappointing. I wanted to continue that because I thought it was pretty compelling stuff. But alas, he did not reach out to me. But others have, and I don't know. All of a sudden, you know, I'm the ombudsman, so I don't know what that's about, but I'm not going to complain. I'll take it. It's just a little odd, that's all. I'm still missing Black Lake, by the way. Laura called yesterday during the first hour and said, you need to stop talking about that place because I want to go. I know, Laura. I feel for you. I do. I truly feel for you. But, I'm kind of giving you the raspberries. I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna apologize. So there. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And again on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. We're working on some new stuff. New stuff for the show. One of them, which I think kind of surprised Jeff, because I have pretty much been anti this for most, if not all, of my career, is video streaming the show. But I think that certainly within the next 2 or 3 weeks, that opportunity will present itself. Not quite sure how I feel about that, because I will have to make sure that I'm presentable on a daily basis. I was told yesterday, Jeff, not to play to the camera, as if that would be my issue.
Yeah, I think that would be the first thing I would think about.
Well, he said it. This guy's name's George. Great guy. Says to me, you think you won't play to the camera, but once you know it's there, all of a sudden you're turning and looking at it. And I said, well, I'll make sure that wherever we put the camera in the studio, that it's stationary, so it's going to be where it's at, and that I won't look at it. I won't be looking at it. It's okay. We'll see. He had said one of the talk show hosts that he works with that was video streaming decided to stop doing it because he couldn't do it with knowing the camera was on him, like watching him all the time. I'm not quite that paranoid, so.
I think we need to start thinking of things we can do while the show's going on to make it worth watching.
Well,
if you just act like the camera's not there, I mean, you're watching a guy talking to a mic, but if we figure out something to throw behind you when maybe you're not paying attention.
Maybe do a blue screen where you can, I don't know.
It's a torrential downpour?
Could be. You know, while Anthony's doing the weather, we can have, you know, maybe some special effects in the background. Who knows? All right, that's coming up. Well, let's take a break. And then Joe DeSano coming up, and he's got plenty. Joe's got plenty to talk about. Plus, he's going to be on the record. Blah, blah, blah. Cats fighting raccoons. Is that like a video or something, Jeff? I got to take the break. Don't answer that. Let's take the break. Joe DeSano when we continue.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
As your traffic volumes start to pick up, we got some slow traffic over on 696 westbound between Ryan and 75.
And we got road construction as your left lane closed. You got a lighting crew in the area on 94 eastbound between Allard and 8 Mile. That should last until about 11 a.m. And don't forget about that closure of Metro Parkway westbound as you head to 94 due to that rollover accident. That should be shut down probably for most of your morning drive. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dirk Van. Catching a break at the gas pump. Prices have fallen for 11 weeks in a row amid predictions we'll be paying $3 or less by September. NBC's Jake Gray.
The national average right now is below $3.50 a gallon. That's 44 cents less than the highest prices in April and 16 cents lower than this time last year.
AAA also predicting a 5% uptick in travel for the 4th of July. Violence in Iraq. At least 14 are dead as bombs rip through a Baghdad market. And in Afghanistan, 18 dead in a Taliban attack on a hotel near Kabul. Wall Street looking to rebound from yesterday's slide after signals of a global slowdown in manufacturing added to disappointing housing and labor market data. Stock futures point to a higher open. And are Americans slimming down? Fat chance. In fact, the American Medical Association is so concerned it's putting its weight behind requiring special education for kids on the dangers of obesity. This is NBC News Radio. They're celebrating in South Beach. The Miami Heat are kings of the NBA, led by LeBron James triple-double last night, defeating the Oklahoma City Thunder in five games. LeBron living up to those lofty expectations.
It took me to go all the way to the top and then hit rock bottom, basically, to realize what I needed to do, you know, as a professional athlete and as a person. You know, I'm just happy that I was able to be put back in this position.
Jury deliberations resume this morning at the child sex abuse trial of former Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. The defense rested without calling Sandusky. What's indecent on television? Still no clarification from the Supreme Court, although yesterday's high court ruling throws out steep fines against broadcasters who violated FCC rules regulating profanity and nudity. And after another day of record high temperatures, folks in the Northeast are cooling down, but keep an eye on the sky. The forecast calls for afternoon and evening thunderstorms, some of them severe from Maine to Virginia. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Now with the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings, get select patio sets for up to 50% off. Put your savings to work on an outdoor rug, plants, and hanging baskets, so you create a relaxing backyard oasis without stressing out your budget one bit. Thanks to Red, White, and Blue Savings this 4th of July, like up to 50% off patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
After a tough few years, Reebok shoes are going to get a spring in their step again, so predicts parent company Adidas, which has seen overall company sales increase while sales of Reebok brand have fallen 7%. Reebok's endured the loss of a major contract with the NFL and U.S. regulators challenging the fitness claims Reebok made over Easy Tone shoes, which it advertised as automatically toning your legs while you walk. Adidas says it will grow Reebok with retro shoes and expansion of its CrossFit products. After falling like a bungee jumper yesterday, Wall Street may snap back a bit today, also like a bungee jumper. S&P futures up 4, NASDAQ futures gaining 3. After the Dow fell 251 yesterday, Dow futures are up 33. Are you paying for all your e-books? You don't have to. Some can be borrowed at the library for free. And a survey by the Pew Research Center finds almost two-thirds of e-reader owners don't know that. Well, now you do know that. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-370-9953 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-370-9953. 1-800-370-9953.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
2012 creates the promise of change.
But what kind of change? And what say do you have in that change?
2012 carries the promise of hope.
But is hope enough to usher change?
2012 can deliver us from the horror of the past.
But can you and will you commit to making the effort to move beyond words to action?
First Shift is ready to lead if you are ready to join us.
And if you are ready, then strap in.
Because from this point forward,
we will accept nothing but the path to victory.
And that path starts here.
And now,
First Shift
with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after the hour. I don't mean to start the show laughing, but... right as we were going to break, I'd made this comment about cats fighting raccoons, and I said, ah, never mind. And so I go into the other studio, and Jeff, I guess, found. So I just, Jeff, I'm not exaggerating. I got seven emails from people sending me a link to different videos of cats fighting raccoons. Oh my God, what have we started here?
Well, I just found a good one. I should put this on Facebook. This one's better than the first one I found.
You must have a really interesting boss that allows you to do this, but we'll save that for another time. We have work to do. We've got a lot to get to today. We're not going to talk about cats fighting raccoons. Absolutely not, especially since we found out Christine Berry's a raccoon. We're going to be the other way around, raccoons fighting cats. Let's get to the intro so I can get myself out of this trouble I'm in right now. Let's go.
With his razor-sharp precision.
First Shift welcomes back
Michigan's most informed political insider.
You don't even know where to start. The belabor, the cowboy point, it's the wild Midwest out there. I just take such joy in watching the far-right wingers go spastic over this, because really, I think it is sound public policy. And, you know, there's the old cliche of the stop clock, because you even write twice a day.
Partner in Main Street Strategies,
Mr. Joe DeSano.
And joining us now is Mr. Joe DeSano. And Joe, it's a pleasure to have you back on First Shift. We understand you'll be also recording off the record a little bit later on this morning. So strap in, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, brother. And first of all, before I start, I want to just give you kudos for breaking the story that the mainstream media doesn't want to cover, and that's cats versus raccoons. God bless you, brother. Someone finally had to say it.
Oh, my God.
Voice of truth.
You know, thank God it's Friday, because I'm hoping that by Monday people forget what we did today.
No,
you're not going to let that happen. Of course not, Joe. I'm thinking that we need to get, for this segment, a political wheel of fortune, or roulette wheel or something. I can just spin it and start with this topic. But in lieu of that, let's go to the dipwad, Michael Patrick Shields, who had State Representative Wayne Schmidt on his show this week. And in essence, now Michael didn't start a controversy because that would require him to actually have a point of view and an opinion, and we wouldn't want him to do that. Yeah, you can tell I don't like him. But Wayne Schmidt certainly had a point of view and perhaps a little bit of an attitude and created, like I said, a little bit of controversy. Your thoughts, Joe DeSano, on what he had to say on the MPS show?
Well, I tell you what. I thought a lot about this during the weekend, and I couldn't quite figure out why the Republicans in Lansing, in the House rather, because there is a schism. The Senate has very clearly said that this is a House problem. They're not going to move these bills. So there's that. But I couldn't understand over and over again why they kept on kicking the story. Because every day it seemed there was just another gaffe. And finally, I don't know, around Wednesday, it occurred to me that they actually believe this stuff. These are the folks that want to turn the country back to the mid-50s, they have this nostalgia for a nation where a lot of bad things were going on. And they want to turn back us to a time when there was no birth control, women didn't have destinies over their own uterus. And they believe this stuff. So I think they've turned off their political radar and are just completely over the edge. And even with the just ridicule and national scorn that they've got for the subject, they keep on doubling down on the stupid.
Part of my concern is that the divisiveness gets to the point in making November that much more critical. Joe, I let me just say this. I need to be honest with this audience. I don't know that you're going to agree with me, but I think you will. If Democrats don't win in November, that empowers Republicans in ways that I don't know that we can even measure. I'm serious. The danger of not taking back Democrats, not taking back the House in November, I think really creates a danger zone for us.
Oh, I think we're well in the danger zone already. I think it only gets worse post-November if we're not successful. I mean, look, I've been telling people for a while now, in Michigan, this is an all-hands-on-deck election, okay? This is everything. All the chips are in the middle of the table. The stakes really can't get much higher if you're a member of the middle class. And until people realize that, you know, and part of our job, I think, is to help them realize that in an honest way, that it's all the marbles, man. There is nothing more important right now than sweeping these elections come November.
Well, interestingly, I talked to you very briefly yesterday. I shared with you that the last evening I would be giving a quick speech in support of my former teacher and friend Pam Jackson, who's running in the 39th. It's a new district in the 39th, and had a great time last night. Saw some old friends, Joe. It was really, really nice. It reminds me, she lives in a part of Oakland County where some might say she can't win. And I don't necessarily believe that, especially in Oakland County where Democrats have done as well as anybody or better than most people thought they could do there.
Well, and that in particular is a race where the recent events in Lansing will have an effect. Especially if you look on the Republican side, where they're kind of, I think there's five or six candidates who are trying to claim the prize of being the most lunatic. If they make the mistake of nominating a super far right winger, which frankly I don't see how they can't, you've got a situation where Pam does have a real shot at this if the chips fall where they may. And, you know, you see Democrats running around with their hair on fire about all these polls showing the race for president very, very tight here. I personally don't believe them. I think this is a real difficult race to poll because I'm not sure anyone has a handle on how to gauge what the makeup of the electorate on election day is going to be. But the point is, if this race ends up where I think it is, where I think Obama wins Michigan by 5 to 7 points, and then you layer onto that just a out-of-control legislature, you could have a situation where Pam Jackson does end up winning. I wouldn't write that race off right now at all.
She's not. And if last night's any indication, there are some very active and passionate and energetic people that are ready to work to get her through the primary and on to the general. And so I'll anticipate that that I will continue to work with her as well. I certainly promised her some time on the show, and we'll look forward to doing that. With that said, I do want to mention just very briefly that, and I know you're aware of this, we had the Michigan Nurses Association was on with us a little earlier. Dawn Kettinger, the communications director, who is someone you know, and Katie Oppenheim, who is a nurse at the University of Michigan. They talked about Lesia Liss, who you talked about last Friday's show. Their disappointment, of course, with her being a sellout almost immediately upon being elected. Then we had John Swatulski on right after that, and it's just so fascinating and refreshing, actually, that you've got that contrast. I would think that the people in that district have a pretty clear choice, Joe. That's just my opinion. John Swatulski should be their choice, and I would hope that the people in that district are paying attention to what's happening right now.
Well, I think they're paying attention, but also I think more importantly that this race was a foregone conclusion well before this current controversy. In fact, I think a lot of this is driven by the fact that Liss has identified the fact that she won't win. So she's going to go out in a blaze of glory and try to cause as much damage as possible.
Yeah, but she's still just damaging herself, Joe.
Well, I never said she was smart about it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And let's be honest, we're not dealing with a higher intellect here. We're talking about someone who's frankly rather stupid, and rather simple minded. I mean, this is a woman who had a whole room laughing at her when she referred to the state of Illinois and the state of Milwaukee at a press conference. This is not a bright woman. And right now, her and her husband are driven maniacally by the fact that they're going to lose. I mean, look, there was a master plan here for the Liss family that her husband, former Warren councilman Mark Liss, came up with that, you know, he would run for council, he would lose, then run for the House seat the next year. Well, with the help of people like myself, Mark won that first race. Then he ran his wife with the intention of her running for 6 years, then Mark would do 6 years.
Oh, sweet okay? God. Joe, hold that thought. Hold that thought because we're up against the clock and we got to get to the break. And we'll do that and come right back. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies is with us. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trivia.
You know why I knew this rescue would succeed? It was because I believed in you. I placed my bet on the American worker. And I'll make that bet any day of the week.
At 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
As we head into your rush hour commute, we got some heavy traffic on 275 northbound between Ford Road and the 96 M14 split. Also, it's a slow go on 696 westbound between Mound and 75, and a tap in the brake lights on 75 southbound between 696 and 8 Mile. And don't forget about that closure of Metro Parkway westbound at the 94 eastbound ramp. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees.
Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills? The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending. You'll learn the order of service every server should know, speed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our Restaurant and Training Center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan. Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Joining us now is my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark.
Student loan debt, it's a debt that can never go away. You can go bankrupt, and the government will still force you to pay on your student loans. You could be 80 years old, like I met a lady, and she still has to pay on her student loans, even though she's on a fixed income, and she'll never be able to pay it off. This debt is also costing us jobs, because think about it. Our graduates, those who are motivated, disciplined, and ambitious to go to school and get their education, they're the ones likely to go into business to create jobs. But they can't do that because they're in so much student loan debt, they don't have the money to start their own business or buy a home or maybe even get married.
On 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tribbiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano on Facebook. And also follow us.
At Tony Tribbiano on Twitter.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Now,
here's First Shift and Tony Tribbiano.
And we're back. Sorry about that, folks. Just diverted. I didn't have any sound. I don't know what happened. But anyway, we're back. That's all that matters. Joe DeSano with us with Main Street Strategies. We were talking before the break about the list tradition or the plan or whatever you want to call it. Not quite working out, Joe DeSano, the way that maybe they designed it, huh?
Well, no. The plan fell apart quite quickly. The councilman list was sued. And had his was found in contempt of court for not cooperating with the investigation. He was accused of leaving internet messages that were let's just say questionable in nature about people of Arabic descent. Eventually, he was held in contempt, and the court seized his computers. And he's also a city attorney with the city of Royal Oak. He's an assistant city attorney there. So, you know, listeners in Royal Oak know who your tax dollars are subsidizing. And he chose not to run for reelection. Then, lo and behold, the new district show up and throws the wife in with John Swatulski. And John is you had him on the show earlier this morning. He's a dynamo. He's going to crush her. There's nothing she can do. So her thought, I think, is to go out with the biggest bang possible, lash out, and aid and abet the enemy, which is, you know, Jace Bulger and the Republican majority in the House. I mean, some of her comments were just completely off the reservation and have no real basis in reality. You know, I think she's got the Stockholm syndrome. She's she's been held captive and is now identifying with the captors.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, I do find it interesting, the Dawn Kettinger with the Michigan Nurses Association that said this morning that the Republican leadership has been giving her all kinds of love. Well, maybe it's time she switched parties. Maybe she'll have, thinks she'll have better luck. Oh, no, she knows that. She can't get elected that way either. Anyway, let's, for the sake of time, because we have a lot of issues to talk about, we're going to do that. One of the things I want to get to is a recent poll out shows that if the election were to be held today between Debbie Stabenow and the presumed front runner, and I say presumed because I don't know that he is at this point, Pete Hoekstra, Debbie Stabenow wins pretty comfortably, Joe.
Yeah, and that's been pretty consistent, I think, since day one. You know, Debbie is probably the savviest politician out there, really, in my mind, that comes from the state of Michigan that's currently in office. She has ferried through the Senate and the House, and ultimately the president will sign the farm bill, which is a great way for her to market herself to voters in rural Michigan who perhaps are a little bit reticent to support Democrats. And she's targeted those voters since day one. She's built relationships with those voters. And you're starting to see the payoff here in this recent round of polling that just confirms a lot of what comes before. I mean, you've got a situation where, you know, Pete Hoekstra has stumbled into yet another gaffe. It's been a week since he screwed something up, and now the newest gaffe is this really awful Photoshop they butchered that you can see in his new web ad, which, by the way, his web ad going after people who leak intelligence information is the height of hypocrisy. The way that guy leaked information via Twitter when he was head of the Intelligence Committee. And first of all, intelligence and Pete Hoekstra should never be in the same sentence to begin with. In fact, I think if anyone speaks Dutch in the audience, call in and confirm this, but Hoekstra is Dutch for oaf, isn't it?
Is it really?
No.
Oh, okay. Anything's possible, Joe. I mean, it's anything's possible.
It should be. I mean, it's not what it certainly sounds correct, don't it?
It works for me. You're not hearing me. You're never getting an argument out of me. I met a guy. I was up at Black Lake this week, the AW Educational Center, and I met a guy up there that just cut a commercial with Debbie Stabenow, and he was pretty excited about it. In fact, he had a T-shirt. I said, Stabenow T-shirt. I said, oh, I love her. And he goes, oh, yeah, I just did a commercial with her. And she was just amazing. I never met her. It just went on. And she is an amazing person. I don't think people understand that. You know, I talk about this when I have a chance to mention it. I love to do it. She's the only person serving in Congress, Joe, that has served at every level of government you can, from the school board all the way up to the United States Senate. There is no one else serving in government that has that kind of vast experience.
Well, and I think that shows just how savvy she is. I mean, she's ascended the political ladder at all levels, and now she's at the pinnacle of her power and the pinnacle of really, I think, where her political career is going to end up. I mean, this is it. She's making the best of it, both for the constituents and for her reelection chances. So, you know, I've got a lot of admiration for her, always have.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of reason, and she is a hardy campaigner. This is what I want to know, and I could never ask her this question, and I hope this doesn't get back to her. When I ran for Congress in 06, I walked in a few parades with her, and I want to know how she does that without sweating. It'd be 96 degrees outside and humid, and she was one cool cucumber. I don't know how the hell that happens.
You know what? I think some people are just born with an innate grace. I certainly don't have it. I'm going to assume you do. I mean, I can put on a dry clean suit and it already looks wrinkled. I mean, you know, that's just, some people have this ability to be cool cucumbers. you know, and I admire it. I'm jealous of it. Whatever it is, she's got it.
Yeah,
and voters respond to it.
Absolutely. That I will agree with. And she is like a rock star. Joe and I has both seen her speak to big groups. And I mean big groups. We're talking thousands of people. And she is a rock star. She walks out onto the stage to walk up to the podium, and it's immediately everybody to their feet screaming and yelling for Debbie Stabenow. I'm serious. She is that dynamic, that charismatic, and she's amazing.
She has the one quality that is rare as rare can be in politics, and that is the ability to connect with an audience because she's genuine. She's the real deal. Voters and people in the audience instinctively understand this. That's why she's been able to overcome some really, really big political challenges, beating Dick Chrysler in 1996. That was a huge race that people kind of have seen and forgot. 2000, a come-from-behind last-minute victory over an incumbent senator, Spence Abraham. I mean, she does this because she is the real deal. And she gives the Republicans fits because they've never been able to pick the lock on how to beat her.
Well, there's a political newcomer, Joe, that we're going to talk about when we continue. She will be a write-in candidate on the west side of the state. We'll meet her, at least virtually, in just a few minutes. In the meantime, everybody stay right where they're at, or go fill up your coffee or do whatever you got to do. But be back here in a few minutes because Joe DeSano's not quite done. We've got more to get to. On the other side, of course, Joe is with Main Street Strategies. They are the state's number one political consulting firm. We take the break. We'll be back on the other side. I'm Tony Trupiano. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
Continuous traffic watch.
Let's check your roadways. We got a reported accident over on 96 westbound just after Fowlerville Road. Another accident has your right lane blocked on 275 northbound at Ann Arbor Road. And the Jeffries eastbound at West Grand Boulevard. An accident has your right shoulder blocked. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jim Peterson, you just retired, so why would you want to step up into this role of candidate and ultimately, of course, with the goal of being elected to the state house?
Well, Tony, after watching this train wreck of a legislature and governors stumble from one anti-union thing, anti-worker thing, anti-retiree thing to the next, I couldn't not do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
If you followed the bouncing political ball during the past 30 years, you know that it has led us straight down the rabbit hole of right-wing extremism. From Ronald Reagan's almost quaint conservatism to today's kooky, coke-headed right-wing fanaticism. Surely you might think this dive has finally bottomed out, that it's both physically and metaphysically impossible to plunge any deeper into the darkness of political screwballism, right? Well, buckle up, for here comes Dr. James Kroll. Trying to bore right through the bottom and suck American politics down into the abyss of rabid, mad dog right-wingism. Kroll is a wildlife biologist from, where else, Texas. And he's preaching that the problems with the Koch brothers' anti-government, laissez-faire land extremism is, it just doesn't go far enough. Privatizing Social Security and public schools, says the professor, is child's play. But what about hunting? Kroll is on a tear to eliminate the abomination of allowing hoi polloi hunters to pursue game on public lands. If you want to hunt, he howls, you should pay to enter posted corporate preserves that are bounded by 8-foot fences and even higher fees. He disparages those who support public parklands as, quote, cocktail conservationists, and says hunters who want access to such lands are people who are, quote, pining for socialism. Even worse, asserts Kroll, are government efforts to assure sustainable game management on public lands, calling it, quote, the last bastion of communism. This is Jim Hightower saying, lest you think that this guy is just a loopy voice in the nettlesome wilderness of privatization, Kroll's rabid right-wingism is already being embraced by the governors of Texas and Wisconsin. So look out. Apparently the depths of no-government ideology go all the way down to right-wing hell. Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. I'm going to throw a name out. We're going to do a little name recognition game. See how good you guys are at this. That's probably not fair. Winnie Brinks. Anybody? Anybody? Joe? Winnie Brinks come to mind? Anybody? Joe?
Yeah, she is the new write-in candidate to replace the Democrat, former Democrat Roy Schmidt, who switched parties at the last moment. Winnie is the person that Democrats over on the west side of the state have coalesced behind. They're going to put their efforts behind making sure that she is the write-in candidate and gets on the ballot. And she's actually, surprisingly enough, in great position to beat Roy Schmidt in November.
Why do you say that, Joe?
Well, because there's some polling information that says that even Republicans really don't like what Roy Schmidt has done.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Silly me, I never thought. Gee, what are Republicans thinking about all this? I'm serious. Shame on me for not questioning that.
Well, I think it goes back to one of the points we made when, when he switched parties of, I made the analogy, it's like a trophy wife. Can the trophy wife really trust the new husband that she's not going to get replaced?
Well, there's some truth to that. There is some truth to that.
Oh, I think there's a lot of truth to that, and I think a lot of people don't like what he did, regardless of partisanship, because it was a scummy thing to do. I mean, it's like, it's like searching for a date on AshleyMadison.com. I mean, the fact of the matter is this woman is, I think, going to be a strong candidate. She's certainly going to have the grassroots energy behind her, as opposed to Roy Schmidt, who I think Republicans will ultimately end up supporting, but they're going to hold their nose. This is a very difficult situation Roy Schmidt might find himself in if this write-in in August is successful. I have every personal belief that it will be successful, and this race is going to be a barn burner come right straight to November.
You know, I don't know a lot about her. I'm reading an article that says that she is a former nonprofit support employee at a nonprofit organization. I don't even know what that means. I don't know what a support employee at a nonprofit organization is. But what I also have read about her much earlier this week is that she's a newcomer. She has a boundless amount of energy, that she is not naive to the political process and understands what it's going to take to win a writing campaign. Again, I don't know how you define that, but those were good words, and they were written by a journalist, not by a partisan. So I'll take those words a little more seriously.
Yeah, I believe that's from an article by Nate Reams from MLive, who covers Grand Rapids for them. He's actually a really, really insightful reporter. A lot of folks you come across don't have the level of insight into this that he does. And I think he identifies a couple points here that are going to make her a very strong case. I mean, if I were going to sit back and think about the qualities I'd look for in a candidate to beat Roy Schmidt, I would find someone, A, with the energy and the charisma to go out there and hustle for votes. Two, perhaps most importantly, someone without a legislative record for the Republicans to go after. So someone with no political record. C, I would find someone who's of the moderate mold that Schmidt portrays himself as. What you want to do is give the Republicans as little as possible to attack. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to attack. They'll make stuff up out of whole cloth. They're pretty shameless about that. But I think voters catch on to attacks that are made up of whole cloth or aren't based in reality. So you want to give them as small a target as possible. And I think Winnie, you know, checks all those boxes.
Well, this can get pretty exciting, and actually it will get pretty exciting for a variety of reasons, but more importantly, because I do, if what you're saying is true, and again, shame on me for not looking at this how Republicans might be seeing it, and we need to keep in mind that people on the in this district are not the same as people in Warren or people in Detroit. They're gonna weigh this thing a little differently. Their values are a little different. Winnie's values are a little different. So this could really be an interesting matchup.
Oh, I think it's going to be a fascinating race for a number of reasons. But the folks out there are very insular. That's not a criticism. They're very clannish. That's just a honest reflection of what their community is like. And I think they're not going to react well to what Roy did in the long term.
Yes.
And some of the votes he's going to have to take as a member of the majority, they're not going to much care for. Notice he's very silent. I don't think there's any public record of his opinion on Vaginagate.
I'm sure there's not. And I would imagine that he's being real careful not to say a whole lot about anything unless he absolutely is going to be forced to do it. And I would be shocked if he utters a syllable without being forced to do it at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let me ask, because we're going to run out of time here, Joe. The Affordable Care Act, the United States Supreme Court may, and any day now, in fact, may come down with their ruling on that, and it could be a disaster, it could not be. But recently, the Pew Trust did a poll that said that the people that are anti-Affordable Care Act are winning the war on message. I find that interesting because, of course, I'm constantly throwing out facts about the billions of dollars that have been saved. Just yesterday, a story appears nationally, and in Michigan, 114 families are going to get a rebate check. 114,000 families.
144,000.
144,000 families will get a rebate check on their health insurance because of the Affordable Care Act. So how is it that we're losing the war on message? When I say we, I mean those that are in favor of the Affordable Care Act.
Well, you know, quite honestly, I think the administration got off on the wrong foot from the beginning. I think they sold a lot of the messaging was based around the fact that, you know, all the coverage for the uninsured. Well, you know what that to the middle class folks who really aren't satisfied with their health insurance, that sounds like a welfare program. Okay? So in my mind, this was sold as a welfare program from day one. And the fact of the matter is we need to be very cognizant of the audience we're speaking to. The people who are going to decide elections are those middle class voters who do have health insurance. Okay? They may not like it. They may not be covered exactly as they want to be. But when given the choice between the status quo and a change that benefits folks who they perceive as not, you know, carrying their weight, that's where the problem starts. So as far as I'm concerned, they should have focused strictly on the parts of this bill that I think are working wonderfully. One is these rebates. I mean, it's tied to a ratio forcing these companies to spend the bulk of their money on actual coverage, the pre-existing conditions. This is all stuff that should have been more important than covering the uninsured when you're going out and selling this. So I think they got off to the wrong foot almost immediately. And, I, you know, we've got to do a better job of educating, but you also have to understand who you're talking to. Because the chances are, if you don't have insurance, chances are you're probably not a very active voter. So we're selling a benefit to people who can't reciprocate at the polls or choose not to. You have to focus like a laser beam on the middle class. And well, that's something I don't think they did.
As always, you just make a lot of sense, and that does make a lot of sense. I was, you know, it's curious. Mark Brewer and I sat on a panel Wednesday morning, and one of the questions that we were asked was, what happens if the Supreme Court undoes what some people call Obamacare? I, of course, call it the Affordable Care Act. What happens if they reverse, if they come down with that decision? And Mark Brewer says, well, if they do, they do. But they said, well, what happens at that point? And I was pleasantly surprised to hear Mark Brewer say, then we do what we should have done to begin with, and that's go after single payer. I hope that's true.
You know, that is I'm shocked to hear Mark say that.
I was sitting right next to him, Joe. I'm telling you, yeah. it happened.
And let's just call it what it is. The administration decided against single payer before the election. In fact, I think it was February of 2009. They had a White House healthcare summit in Dearborn, and they had Melody Barnes, the healthcare expert, there. And she was getting peppered from the audience about single payer, and she was tap dancing. So, you know, in many ways, this might actually be a good thing. I don't know. I'm not a healthcare expert. But I'll tell you what, it does put the Republicans in a really tight bind, because do they pass legislation to keep some of it, keep some of the Affordable Care Act? Do they keep the provision that allows parents to keep their kids on the insurance to what, age 25 or 26?
26.
That's wildly
yeah.
popular.
Yeah, that is wildly popular. As seniors are very fond of it as well, because it covered some of the donut holes that that Part yeah. D left wide open, Joe.
How do you close the donut hole? I mean, there are so many questions here that the Republicans might be a victim of their own success. I mean, and if it comes back a 5-4 ruling, I mean, it's just it's a political ruling. If it's a 5-4 split, and be careful what you wish for, Republicans, because this is going to open up a whole new can of worms for you that's going to place you at odds with the Grover Norquist of the world.
Absolutely. Joe, we're out of time. Have fun on Off the Record. We'll look forward to watching it. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Thank you so much.
You bet. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. When we come back, a tribute to a fallen loved one. And we'll just clean up the week. Stay where you're at. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
We'll welcome Theo in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Tony. I want to tell you I appreciate the fact that you bring information that we might not otherwise hear anyplace else.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much
much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Let's welcome Will in Milford.
I think this is a perfect example of what politics have put us in this country. Here we are, citizens, working every day, and it's these splinter issues that get us to arguing amongst each other when those above us who don't feel our pain are more or less in control of all the switches. Because we see teachers and they're in our community, and it's easy for us to make these opinions. While these other individuals, the rich, have already seceded from the nation, they live in gated communities, they go to private schools, they've already moved away from us.
First Shift with Tony Trivia
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to get ready to wrap things up. I want to let you know about this event again in Monroe tomorrow. Before we get out of here today, I'll give you that information in just a moment. Last night on my way home, I got a call from my really good friend, Tom Athens, and he shared with me a tragic story, although I had read earlier in the week about this. He had just left a funeral home this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Andrew's Catholic Church in Rochester. Bankruptcy attorney John Grace will be laid to rest. John and his wife Sigrid Grace are icons, Democratic icons, in the Rochester area. Imagine how conservative that area is, but Sigrid and John are beloved in ways that most of us can't fathom. And the way Tom spoke of these people was beautiful. Because it's uncommon that we find, if you will, servants, and I mean that in the most positive of ways, people that serve the greater good because they just know it's the right thing to do. I then understand that she is suffering her own health issues as well as dealing with the death of her husband, an accidental death that, by the way, happened in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Although the circumstances surrounding that are still under investigation. A wife and children are without their father, who died way too young at the age of 59. So we want to send our condolences to the Grace family. We want to be mindful that there are people that serve selflessly. And Sigrid and John were just two of those people. I don't believe that we should just think about this in this moment and move on. I would ask that if this is something you can do, something you do, something you would do, maybe stop and say a prayer for Sigrid and her family, her children, and those that they've touched throughout their lives. As Tom was sharing their story with me on the way home, as he was really just articulating the beautiful nature by which they did everything, how selfless they were when asked. And lots of times they didn't even have to be asked. They didn't just show up and they didn't just stand up. They oftentimes were the architect of what needed to be done. And they did it without a thank you. Now, here's the amazing part. Both of them, God bless them, didn't have a bad word to say about anyone, as Tom said to me yesterday on the way home, even Republicans. Oh, they might say, can you believe they did this, or can you believe they did that? But not a nasty word about anyone. Unfortunately, we don't live in that world much anymore. And so we want to remember a family and a great man, John Grace. And we ask that he be given full grace as he is received by his Lord. My prayers are with the family. All right. Let me share with you again. I'm going to be speaking tomorrow at an event on Dog Lady Island or Causler's Island.
And that's at 7800 East Dunbar Road in Monroe. Never been there, but it should be cool. We're going to mobilize with working families on what we're going to call it tomorrow is Survival Island. Noon to 5 o'clock. Gates open at 11 a.m. You feel free to bring some cool drinks. Just no glass, please. They ask that you not bring glass. There is going to be a motorcycle bike ride, Michigan-Ohio bike run, and they're asking... they're asking people to be there at 11 o'clock sharp for that and to meet at the Harwood Plaza. So I'm just going to assume you folks know where the Harwood Plaza is and you will be there. I will be there early. I will be speaking early. I will not be staying all day, but I cannot wait. I love being around my union brothers and sisters, especially people that, again, show up and stand up. When you do this on the weekend... When you do stuff like this on your own time, that really does send a message to everybody that you care. And I think that's awesome. So I'm looking forward to being out there tomorrow and seeing all of you. So if you can, you know, feel free to join me. All right. Let's see. We've got a call, and then I guess that'll pretty much do it for us this week. Wow. Where does the time go? Let's welcome Barbara and Wayne. Barbara, thanks so much for giving us a call this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. You had been announcing that Hightower was going to be at a fundraiser for John Conyers.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it's past.
Yes.
Okay. I know it was a great event. I love that news coverage.
Yeah, it was actually Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Thank you very kindly.
You bet, Barbara. I appreciate the phone call. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
You bet. There's a fundraiser actually tomorrow, so let me give you that information. I've got it right in front of me, actually. It's the Jazzy fundraiser. Join us for a Jazzy fundraising party in Palmer Woods. This is Sunday from 4 to 7 o'clock for the Progressive Defender of Democracy. Well, there's no question... That is indeed true. A lot of wonderful people will be there. If you would like to join them, here's the send an email. Because, again, this isn't somebody's house. I just feel really funny giving out somebody's home address without having their permission to do it. Actually, you can send an email to Conyers for Congress, MI13th. Conyers for Congress, MI13th. At gmail.com. That's a mouthful, man. Conyers for Congress, MI13th at gmail.com. So there you go. And last but not least, because I don't want to forget my brothers and sisters at the Communication Workers of America and my dear friend Dave Skoltarczyk, who remind you that workers at A&T are fighting to hold on to the American dream. I have talked about this for a couple weeks now. It's hard to do that when AT&T won't hire enough workers to provide the quality service their customers deserve, and you're probably one of them. AT&T is a very successful company and made $20 billion, that's $1 billion, in profits last year. It should be leading efforts to help restore our economy. Instead, they're turning its back on workers, consumers, and communities that have made it so successful. So, folks... AT&T workers and the Communication Workers of America are standing up for working families who want good jobs in our country. Please go to att.com and tell AT&T that you support quality service and a quality workforce. And that message is brought to you by the Communication Workers of America. We cannot forget that even those that are working are not necessarily, even those in a union that are working are not necessarily being given the respect they have not only deserved, but they have earned it. All right, that'll do it for us. Radford, very quickly, anything going on this weekend?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
Some videos of cats and raccoons.
Yeah, there you go. I can't believe people send me links to that stuff. How cool is that? Anthony, what do you got going on this weekend?
Nothing. My head up to Camp Dearborn.
Okay. I do have one more announcement very, very quickly. The Stop Foreclosure, a free legal clinic. Free legal clinic. Man, I really wanted to get this out. It's presented by Occupy Detroit Eviction Defense Committee. And it is where? 5900 Michigan Avenue. So it's at the Occupy Detroit offices. 5900 Michigan Avenue, Sunday, this Sunday at 4 p.m. So that's a free foreclosure Legal Clinic. We got to get out of here. Folks, thank you very much. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Let's check your roadways. We got a reported accident over on 96 westbound just after Fowlerville Road. Another accident has your right lane blocked on 275 northbound at Ann Arbor Road. And the Jeffries eastbound at West Grand Boulevard, an accident has your right shoulder blocked. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today is going to be 83 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Tomorrow, 84 degrees and sunny, and it's currently 65 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit.